The PulsePoint app, triggered by a 911 dispatch, notifies anybody who has downloaded it of a cardiac emergency nearby. The hope is somebody can get to the scene before EMS crews to start chest compressions. This is the phone alert off-duty Oregon firefighter Scott Bronner heard when he was working out at a health club last May. That's when Drew Bassey's heart stopped. A security guard had called 911. PulsePoint CEO Richard Price picks up the story.
So Scott on the treadmill listening to Pandora, music stopped. He receives a push notification that says CPR is needed. When he reads that message, it displays a map. It showed Scott where he was and where Drew was and any nearby public defibrillators. And Scott made his way to Drew and started CPR and continued to do CPR until the professional responders arrived.
As you can imagine, Drew doesn't remember much, but was told that Scott saved his life and the series of events that led up to it.
It's like he must have flown down from the third floor because I was up on the treadmill, so that was like three down from him a half hour earlier. And he came down to the car and pulled me out of the car and started CPR to resuscitate me as quickly as possible. And then about 2 minutes later, the EMTs showed up.
Bassey has some brain damage from the heart attack and will not be able to return to his job as a truck driver. But he is alive and enjoying time with his family.
You have to thank God that, that this PulsePoint application was on Scott Bronner's phone, or I wouldn't be here right now.
The idea for PulsePoint came from then-California Fire Chief Richard Price and Northern Kentucky University students designed it. A couple of years ago, the product launched in the San Francisco Bay Area, and now the app is in 1,100 U.S. cities in 22 states, Canada, and soon Australia. Richard Price with NKU's Tim Ferguson.
One thing that's unique about the application is certainly that it was built by the students at NKU, and then today it's supported by engineers from a company called Workday, who also volunteer their time to build the application. And that company has hired some of the students from NKU. So it's been a nice ecosystem there, I would think you'd agree, Tim.
Yes, and we have a group of our best students visiting in a couple weeks out in the Bay Area to see those folks. So it's been a great relationship and provided dividends all the way through.
The app is free to download. The 911 integration costs cities $5,000 annually. Cleveland and Columbus have it. Erlanger, Kentucky is the only local municipality that uses PulsePoint. At the moment, dispatchers send paramedics to Kroger.
For a female who fainted, she's breathing but not conscious at this time. She's in the meat department.
Conceivably, somebody with the PulsePoint app could also be at Kroger, according to Erlanger Fire and EMS Chief Todd Whitaker, who says surviving a cardiac arrest drops 10% for every minute that passes.
If you're in Kroger, somebody goes down in Kroger, you have the app, it's activated. That app will be activated and sent out about the same time that our crews are getting dispatched. So you have to figure from here to Kroger and emergency response. You know, if they're in-house, they can get there probably under 3 minutes. That's still 3 minutes.
Whitaker is looking forward to letting the public know they can help save lives.
You know, if we just were able to save one person, that's all it takes to be a success. So we've got a lot of work in front of us to get out and market this.
This week, another major city will come on board with PulsePoint. Its foundation says the app doesn't violate HIPAA because the name, health records, and Social Security number of the patient never appear, just the address or business name where help is needed. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.